Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
Today on the Cliffo and Kate podcast, well, pink's done, so we ask the question, what's next? And a local politician, the guy who can actually sort of make it happen, Kate, calls through.
I love that. We've also got your all-important Easter weather coming up with Nitzo, our mate from Weather IQ.
Hang about. Cliffo and Kate, the podcast edition.
Cliffo, North Queensland is still suffering from a pink hangover.
And a brocker ain't going to fix it.
No. So we just want to keep sort of milking it, talking about it, reliving it. And one of those people that was very, very close to the action was Lauren, who was working in Pink's dressing room. Morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Firstly, Lauren, I mean, from a distance, those pink costumes, those outfits, absolutely incredible. Up close, they must have just been mind-blowing.
They were stunning. They were covered in jewels all over and just absolute pieces of artwork.
Lauren, how did you get this job to be working in Pink's dressing room?
I saw it advertised on Facebook last week, and it was mainly like helping pack up the stadium. And as a uni student, I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, like get another weekend job. And then they messaged me and they said, oh, like you used to do dancing. I was like, yeah. They're like, do you know how wardrobe works? I said, I guess from the other end. They said, oh, okay, it sounds like you'll be great for the job to work in a wardrobe. And I was like, of course.
Wow. Okay. So what does that mean? Like, did Pink get changed in front of you, or did you get anywhere near Pink? Like, how close did you get?
So she had her own tent to get back changed backstage, like did all the dancers, but I got to steam her clothes, like hold her garments personally, and yeah, she'd walk straight past us, and I got quite starstruck, to be honest.
Did you get to meet any of her kids, Willow or Jamison, whilst you were there?
Yeah, so in interviews, Pink talks about Willow's employed on the tour to work and help with dressing room. And I didn't realise then doing similar to what I was doing. So Willow would walk in and stand next to me, help the dancers change, and got a little bit starstruck seeing her there.
Wow, that is so cool.
I mean, what an experience. Yeah. And Lauren, you're actually a med student. Like this time next year, you're going to be a fully qualified doctor. Yeah, still, I mean, you're a uni student for now, so still picking up odd jobs. And God, this would have to be up there with the best of them.
Oh, it's absolutely the best job I've ever had. Like if I knew what I was doing, I probably would have volunteered, to be honest.
Don't even need the paycheck. Just happy to be in close vicinity and touching something that Pink wears.
Yeah, like I paid to go to a concert in Brisbane before I realised she was coming to Townsville, and I think I had better working last weekend than I did when I paid to go watch her.
Wow,
that's so
what an
cool.
Incredible experience. So how close do you reckon? Just a few metres away from Pink herself, yeah. But you got to spend a bit of quality time with her daughter Willow. Just so cool.
Yeah, it was incredible.
All right. Hey, we asked the question earlier this morning. I guess we'll put it to you, Lauren. Who should we bring to Townsville next?
Oh, that's tough. I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. I know it won't happen, but that's the dream.
Put it out there. She's been to Australia. She sold out stadiums in Australia. Why not Townsville?
Look, you got to ask the question, don't you, Lauren? So cool to meet you. So great what happened to you across the weekend. And thanks for sharing it with us this morning, Lauren.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
And this is the part of the pod where you get a free answer for tomorrow's pressure test, Wednesday, March 27.
The question is, what is the largest desert in Australia? That's desert, not dessert, so one S.
Dessert, whatever Cliffo's having. Is it the Simpson?
That's a good guess. That's one that stands out to me. It's actually the Great Victoria Desert.
The Great Victoria Desert?
It is.
Ooh, a lot of people say Simpson, I think, because it's probably the most high profile.
Yeah, it is.
A Great Victoria Desert. There you go. Free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
Easter holidays are on the way, and if you're going camping or you need to keep kids entertained, you'll want to know what the weather is doing. We have Nitzo from Weather IQ with all of the latest for our Easter weather. Morning, Nitzo.
Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cliffo.
Morning, mate. It really is the million-dollar question at the moment. How's the forecast look for Good Friday right across the weekend into the Monday and even into early next week? I guess people will still be travelling.
Yeah, I reckon people are a little bit anxious. It's been pretty ordinary right across the east coast of Queensland, and it will be for the next few days. However, as we get into Friday, we're going to start to see a bit of a clearance through the Townsville area. And then as we go into Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we should be looking at mostly fine conditions around the place, which is fantastic news. But just be aware, a lot of people do want to camp, and it has been quite wet for most of the week. So it is good. We're going to have a lot of soggy ground, a lot of muddy ground if you're going out to camp. And that's the sort of thing you just got to keep in mind as well.
Mate, this weather that we have been having, is it true that it's sort of a bit of a remnant from the cyclone that was up in NT? Has that been the cause of this wet weather that we've had over the last few days?
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? So that cyclone hit the Gulf ages ago, like around almost a week ago now, and it's pushed out into Western Australia. But what it's done is it's opened up this channel of moisture that's coming from the deep tropics, from Indonesia, Malaysia, and it's coming all the way down into Australia. So without that system, we wouldn't have been able to open that channel. We wouldn't have had all this rain. So look, it's indirectly. The cyclone, that X cyclone, is way out in WA and it's pretty much dead now. But what it has done is it's just opened up that opportunity for us to get rain.
Triple M's annual Easter egg hunt. It always happens on the Thursday before Good Friday. Shout out to the legends at Reef Recycling on Titanium Place. They always support this one. We've been told to say it's going ahead, weather permitting. So what are the weather gods telling us for about, so it starts about 7:30 on Thursday morning. How's that looking, Nitzo?
Yeah, look, we still haven't got that clearance through by this stage. So there's still a few showers around, but it will be showers rather than general rain. So fingers crossed they're sort of around the city and not in the city. And that's always a possibility with these sort of things. So I'd be tentatively hopeful without being too optimistic.
If our first one gets canned, Kate, and they might finally get those pitchforks and run us out of town. Nitzo from Weather IQ, always there to help us when we need to know what's happening with the weather. Appreciate your time, mate, and enjoy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
Still getting over the pink thing, mate.
I'm still reliving it in my head. I'm still Googling video clips and stuff. I'm still living the dream, Cliffo.
The stats in, and not just you live in the dream, mate. The economy in Townsville live in the dream this week. 65,000 attendees over the two nights, 20,000 visitors to the region, and more than $50 million in economic benefits to North Queensland.
That is mind-boggling, $50 million. We've done it once and we can do it again, Cliffo. That's what we're saying, because we've been asking the question, haven't we?
Yeah. Yes, Kate, thank you for the throw. We have been asking the question. So I put it out there yesterday and I said this has happened now. We've done this. We've proven that Townsville can host a tier one, grade A, like as famous, Pink is as famous as people.
She absolutely is.
Taylor Swift may eclipse, I guess. But she's just at a next level of sort of fame and stardom at the moment. But we were throwing it out there yesterday, just like, who do we think should be next? And I mentioned the name Ed Sheeran. And I said, are we speaking to Ed Sheeran's people?
Mm.
Roderick called straight away, and he had a different idea.
If you're going to bring anyone to Townsville, don't bring Ed Sheeran.
Don't bring Ed Sheeran. Who should we bring then, Roderick?
Well, bring Pink back. I reckon she was brilliant.
Bring her back. Bring her back every year, you reckon?
I reckon it'd be a great show.
I would really love the Foo Fighters.
Oh, the Fooies. Yes, I am on board.
I've ever seen live.
I mean, great answers.
Fantastic.
133353. Going to put it out there. Sky's the limit. Let's aim high. We had Pink Townsville. Who's next? If we could get anyone to Queensland Country Bank Stadium to do probably a series of concerts, who would it be? I've had a bit of a think about it, and I think this one is achievable. I think we could get Mr. Luke Combs to Queensland Country Bank Stadium. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I think feel like I was drunk. He's at that level of fame now where, like, it's still a bit niche-y country music,
sure,
but he's exploding and becoming onto the mainstream. I just think North Queensland, a lot of North Queenslanders love Luke Combs. I think you could sell out the stadium probably twice.
I reckon he could too. Obviously, the hub being Townsville, I think you'd get people from Cairns, Mount Isa, Mackay, all around North Queensland coming to Townsville for that event. I'm behind it.
Who are you?
You want mine? Mine's a little bit more niche, a little bit of a throwback. Yeah. I'd like to get salt and pepper here.
Salt and pepper?
Yeah. You know?
Are they still at a stadium?
I got salt.
Yes.
I got salt out in the cupboard, Kate.
Not that salt and pepper, Lambo. I'd love to see them come and sell out a stadium, probably only one night or something like that, but I'd love to groove along to some of their old tunes.
With Snoop Dogg as well.
Yes!
Snoop at the Super Bowl.
Do you know what it would be, Cliffo? It'd just be people like us in their 40s.
100%.
Jamming along to Snoop Dogg.
Lambo, who's your vote?
I'm going to have to go with your earlier suggestion, Ed Sheeran. Ooh. I would love that.
I reckon it's achievable.
I thought you would have gone with Combsy, Lambo.
Oh, him too. Bring them all.
Look, 133353. Sky's the limit, Townsville. Seriously, aim high here. Who should we be aiming to get to North Queensland next? We've had Pink. Mm. And I said it yesterday, like, I really think our civic leaders, sort of your Townsville Enterprises and the state politicians and the feds maybe, and if we ever get a mayor, maybe them. Like, it's time all these guys actually had a bit of a chat and said, all right, we've brought $50 million worth of, you know, economic benefits to the city of Pink. Like, let's do it again. Who are we going to aim for next?
I agree. Like, as you said, $50 million worth of economic benefit. Surely there's some people with, you know, fancier sort of roles and you and I should be going, hey, let's continue this. Let's keep the ball rolling. So we want to know who you want to bring to Townsville.
133353, sky's the limit. Who's next? North Queensland. Michael's given us a call. Michael, you actually went to the Pink concert on Friday night, mate?
Yeah, I did. Went Friday night. I was a bit of an older crowd, mate, but it was a fantastic event. So
did you go with anyone? Yeah, partner, kids?
Yeah, I took my partner. Yeah, it was our 20th anniversary and it was her birthday as well. So it was a good night to take her to Pink. She's a bit of a fan. So
beautiful.
Great birthday present.
All right, million-dollar question. Michael, who's next?
Mate, it's got to be Pearl Jam. Seriously, they're in Australia. Just give them a call. Tell them to come up here for a weekend.
Say 90s grunge, I think of Pearl Jam. And you're right, they are touring, aren't they?
They'll tell the stadium out three times.
Yeah, I reckon they would too, mate. Great suggestion.
Thanks, mate. 133353. Amanda, who's next?
I would really like to see Adele come to Townsville. I think she's incredible.
Imagine those lungs belting out songs at our Queensland Country Bank Stadium. I would be so there with you, Amanda.
I know. It would just echo through the mountains. It would just be incredible. I would just love her to come to Townsville. Very inspiring woman.
Yeah, and the way she does her shows in stadiums, they're sort of, what do you call it, like in the round? Mm. So she's usually in the middle of the stadium. Imagine that at Queensland Country Bank. Incredible.
Epic.
Zach, who's next?
I definitely agree with Luke Combs. Otherwise, Morgan Wallen or Zach Brownlee.
You're a country music fan, aren't you, Zach?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe this. Anyone calls through on this show, 133353. Is this State Member for Parliament Aaron Harper on the phone?
Just go with Harper, mate. It's okay, Cliff. How are you, mate?
Mate, we do the proper intros around here. We haven't called you. You've just called through to us. Do you have a suggestion for who's next?
Yeah.
Or are you the man to make it happen?
Absolutely listening to you guys. What a fantastic weekend. And with Pink, mate, it's just, I'm still coming down. I don't know about you guys, but it just rocked our centre, our city and North Queensland and just the economic boost from it. But, mate, who next? Well, I don't know about you. We've formed some good relationships with Live Nation, the promoters, and people have seen what we're capable of hosting in our Queensland Country Bank Stadium, home of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Mate, it's got to be international country music singer.
Okay. Well,
Come on, think about it.
Our last, you're thinking Combs, aren't you?
I am, mate.
Yeah.
And
last caller.
Well, he's referenced the country in Queensland Country Bank Stadium plus Cowboys. I think Luke Combs fits the bill. Aaron Harper, we can't wait for you to hook that up for us.
Yeah, make it happen.
I'll do my best. I'm going to start a petition for an international country music singer. I'm also a Garth Brooks fan, guys.
Oh,
so,
wow.
There's been rumours of him coming down this country for a long, long time.
If anyone can make it happen, you're the man. So,
either or, and opened by a good Australian country music singer. Guess who I was with just a few days ago, mate? Right. James Blundell, who's dropping a new album.
Righto, Harper. Well, let's talk more action, buddy. Thanks for your time.
Good idea, Townsville. Let's go country. It's Triple M Breakfast.